Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Back in the summer of 2016, following gangland violence, the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny set up a task force to tackle issues facing communities in Dublin's northeast inner city. At the time, 3 years ago, our reporter Della Kilroy brought us a series looking at life in the area, and this week she brings us a new series focusing on the progress made by that task force to date. And Della joins me here in studio. Now, I know you're going to look at crime in the area today, but just remind us, maybe back in 2016, why the government initially allocated additional resources and funding for the regeneration of this area?
Well, this was in the summer of 2016, like you said. Then Taoiseach Enda Kenny and other government ministers made several visits to Dublin's northeast inner city. This was after gangland violence erupted in the area and four men were shot dead in the ongoing feud between the Hutch Kinahan gangs. In April 2016, Enda Kenny also attended the funeral of 24-year-old father of three, Martin O'Rourke. And if you remember, he was an innocent bystander gunned down on Sheriff Street, believed to have been killed in a case of mistaken identity. Now, there have been issues of social disadvantage in the area for decades, as well as issues with the sale of supply of drugs. So in mid-2016, the government set up a ministerial task force and asked Ciarán Mulvey, former chair of the Labour Relations Commission, to prepare a report to recommend specific measures to support the long-term economic and social regeneration of the northeast inner city, which, as you know, Mary, is just a stone's throw away from some of the multinational banks and businesses in the IFSC. Now, at the time, 3 years ago, I asked the then Taoiseach Enda Kenny about his hopes for the task force. This is what he said.
This is something that is an evolving process. And now that we are in a better place because of the sacrifices of so many people all over the country, you're now in a position to say, look, let's start to improve the situation here. So that those children in the breakfast clubs and the after-school care, the literacy and numeracy, the sports facilities, to demonstrate to them that they don't have to be led down the road of criminality and drugs and all of that. So when you say, why now? Well, as I say, investment has been made over the years. I'd like to coordinate that better, but also to enhance it and change the perception that has blackened the name of that area by a few very bad people. We intend to deal with those through the law.
Enda Kenny, in 2016, the task force was set up, Della, but it wasn't until February the following year, 2017, that the Mulvey report was published and an implementation team was put in place. What were Mulvey's recommendations?
So Ciarán Mulvey spent several months talking to people on the ground, and the four priority areas he identified were tackling crime and drugs, maximising educational and training opportunities, and creating local employment opportunities, creating an integrated system of social services, and also improving the physical landscape. So the government boosted funding and resources into the area straight away. An implementation board, the NEIC, was set up in June 2017. This is to implement the report recommendations, and this consists of the key government departments and community organisations, as well as the Gardaí. So now the implementation board, they meet every month. They also have subgroups and an independent budget subcommittee who approve funding requests.
So what's happened then in the last few years? What flagship initiatives have commenced?
Well, I'll be speaking about how some of the initiatives have progressed over the next two reports this week. But just to give you a sample, improving infrastructure was one of the key recommendations of the task force. And in the past 3 years, work has begun on refurbishing Rutland Street School. There have been public lighting refurbishments. They've refurbished the swimming pool and day centre in Sean McDermott Street. In Summerhill, then, the HSE opened a primary care centre and social inclusion hub. And there have been numerous skills and employment opportunity initiatives, as well as funding provided for youth counselling and drug-related projects. The independent chair of the NEIC Implementation Board is Michael Stone.
The big challenges facing the residents in the area are that I think that they feel very much that they've been left out in the growth and the development of our city. They see and look at these massive building developments, particularly buildings that went down the IFSC and across the docks where they were born and reared, and they see them not gaining the benefit that they feel they should get out of that. The idea, I think, is that we try to do is to bring some hope, bring some community spirit back to this area, because people starting to get pride back in the area that they work in the environment that they live in.
What's changed in the past few years?
I think a lot of positive change that's taking place. Yes, there are still issues down there. Obviously, things around education is a key in the area down here, to try and get the young people into the mindset that there is another way to go other than down the route of crime and drugs. This year, we've got a big focus on an area called Liberty Park, which has been a black spot, crime black spot for drugs and that over the years. We want to get that back for the people, make sure they see kids back playing in that area, they can see to be there safe. And we supported the guards in their efforts to do that. And that has been very successful over the summer. There's lots more to be done. There's still stuff that isn't right, and that's not going to happen to be sorted out today and tomorrow, but there's been big improvements in the last 2.5 years. I do think, if I was to say one thing that I'd like to see improve, is that unfortunately we get our funding on an annual basis. If governments were able to come and say, we're actually going to fund this, guarantee funding here for 4 years or 5 years, well then you could look at maybe more mid-term planning and say, right, we're going to fund this thing out. You know, we get a lot of criticism from the community groups around that, say, why can't we look, why can't we do this? This is a 3-year programme. I'd like to do that, but we can't.
Let's pick up there on Michael Stone's last point about funding. How much have these initiatives he was talking about, how much have they all cost, and where's the money coming from?
Well, 6 million in funding is being spent this year. This is a slight increase from last year. And overall, 17 million has been spent, just over 17 million by the government in the area. This is since 2016. Now, while it came from various sources before, over the past 2 years, the majority has come from the Department of Rural and Community Development in their different schemes. But just a reminder, Mary, in terms of funding, Pascal Donoghue is, of course, the Minister for Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform. And this is also his constituency in Dublin Central. He's given a lot of attention to it. So there are fears that if the government changes, funding might also be at risk.
And as you said, Della, the Mulvey report, the task force and the implementation board all set up as a result of gangland crime in the area. You've spoken to the Gardaí on this issue, but we're going to hear first from a woman about her experiences with crime and drug use.
That's right. For 40-year-old mother of six, Tony, she says she grew up watching criminal behaviour in the area. She's currently on a community employment scheme with the Sale Drug Project. But she talked to me about the challenges in staying drug-free. She told me first about when she became involved in drugs after she left school at 15.
Yeah, well, I would have started getting involved quite young, to be honest, because strange as it sounds, I used to look at these dealers and all that kind of stuff, and they had their cars and their clothes and all that kind of thing, and it looked very inviting to me. So I would have started hanging around with older, you know, my friends, older brothers and stuff like that. It was normal because that's what was going on around you. And, you know, as a child, what you see is kind of what you do, unfortunately. Like, I think I was 11 when I started drinking. Like, after that, it was just, you know, when you've been on drugs for like 27 years and lived in an area that's really, that's all you kind of see. Like, and if you're trying to get clean, I'm guaranteeing you, there's people offering you stuff for free, you know, or if they hear you're, you know, drug free, they're putting it in your letterbox. Honest to God, like, that has happened to me, you know. I wouldn't have been drug free, but I might have been stable on methadone, and they'd be kind of trying to pull you back in.
What's it like if you're owing money to a dealer?
Sure, I've often had to go into my ma crying, like, oh, mam, I owe. Like, years ago, it used to be a lot more money that they'd let you build up. But now, like, I've heard of people, their doors being kicked in or shut off for like €300. Do you know when you think of gangsters, or you think of the Krays or something? They're completely different to what you see when you're growing up around here. It's not organised crime at all. It's literally young kids think they're great with a gun, and it's bedlam. You know, I mean, that day that fella was shot, the bullets everywhere. And for young kids to be looking at that, you know, you have to kind of bring it back and tell them that's not normal. And just, I know it's easy to say, but just stop the feuds. They're ridiculous. Like, lives after being lost, it's ridiculous. Like,
Della, you spoke to Gardaí as well. What initiatives have been set up over the last few years?
Well, the announcement of the Northeast Inner City Initiative in the summer of 2016 also coincided with the launch of a special crime task force unit. This was controlled by the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, and they were charged with tackling Dublin's organised crime gangs. So while there have been gangland shootings in Dublin in the past few years, they haven't been focused in the Northeast Inner City. And overall, there's been a number of feud and gang-related convictions in the last few months. Now, one of the key recommendations of the Mulvey report was also to increase Garda visibility in the area with a focus on community policing in the northeast inner city. And they have had increased resources, which they called for at the time. Another of the recommendations was to strengthen the relationship with young people and the Gardaí in the area. So local Gardaí have teamed up with boxing clubs and youth workers to create better relationships with the Gardaí. Also, over 20 new CCTV cameras have been fitted to combat crime. Now, Inspector Charlie Armstrong, he's from a Store Street Garda Station. He's responsible for community policing in the area, and I met him in Store Street Garda Station.
Here we are in Store Street Garda Station, currently standing in the Division of Community Policing Office. Beside us here as well, we have our refurbished CCTV camera room. And as you can see, there's a multitude of cameras in the various locations where they've been installed. As well as that, outside, we have the Divisional Community Support Vehicle, which is the first of its kind in the country. And this has been supported by the NEIC programme. Basically, it's a purpose-built van. It's deployed 5 times a day in the various areas in the community. It's been customised. You can have a private conversation in the back of it, report a crime, or have a cup of tea with the guards, and we've got very positive feedback from the community in relation to that. I'd say the main challenge in this area for the last number of years is tackling the fallout from the feud and tackling the drugs dealing activity that fuels it.
What kind of funding have you had for this particular area in terms of resources?
As of 2018, there's been a net increase of 40 Garda members, which has allowed us to conduct a number of different activities. We've been able to deploy high visibility patrols, armed patrols and checkpoints. Since the NEIC initiative came in the second quarter of 2017, for example, burglaries have had a significant downwards trend. Drugs detections have significantly increased, and that reflects the amount of resources and effort that the guards, supported by the local community and by the NEIC, have put into combat in this particular area. The trends in relation to detection of firearms offences has increased. I think in the last 4 years, the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau has recovered in excess of 100 firearms. 3,000 rounds of ammunition have been seized. 158 million euros worth of drugs and 10 million in cash has been seized across the city, including seizures in this particular area.
Mary, you might remember that the refurbishment of Fitzgibbon Street Station, this is in the heart of the northeast inner city, was another key recommendation in the Mulvey report, having been closed down in 2011 on health and safety grounds. Work has now begun on the station, and it's due to reopen now this time next year. And I'm told that this will be a community and victim orientated centre with no cells, but it'll be used as a place for the community to meet and a place for specific training on sexual and domestic abuse.
Importantly, Della, you spoke to the locals who work and live in the area. Have they seen a difference with the additional Gardaí on the streets?
Well, having spent a good bit of time in the area last week, you really can see a strong Garda presence. There are regular checkpoints and Gardaí on bikes around the streets. Many people I spoke to had been impacted by crime or they'd lost a loved one to drugs. So I asked the local residents if they'd seen an improvement in the area since the task force was set up. This is what they told me.
The police is always going up and down. They are always going up and down. That's all I know now. All the young fellas and all the young ones say hello to me now. I don't know them for that.
Because I lost 2 grandsons over the drugs, but I think it's still the same.
Do you see more guards on the street? And do you think that's had a difference?
There's a lot more, yeah. But they're walking around, but they're not looking.
Do you still see drug crime and drug use going on?
Oh, I do. It's out of control, you know, and I don't think anyone has the knowledge or the push to do anything about it.
Just in general, it hasn't changed. It's gradually got worse. More crime, more people dying on the streets. We've heard the stories, people's houses getting broken into, bikes being robbed, cars being broken into the middle of the night. So, yeah, you can't see. I don't think I've seen more guards now. So, certain times you can't. I think they come along after it happens, don't they?
I think the guards are running off their feet, to be quite honest. There's people who work hard for what they've got and it gets taken off them. There was a lady there battered last week, mugged 4 doors down from my house. I think she's 3 or 4 fractures in her arm to be robbed.
Our generation, look, we've went through it. We've seen it all, you know, but now it's kids pulling the triggers. It's not adults. It's not people that's trying to do it, you know. I have a son that's 12 years of age and he's asking me all these questions about prison, about guns, and have I went through this? I've seen too many people, even my own friends, dying and getting shot and getting caught up in gangland and this feud, you know, but it's not only the Dublin feud now you have to worry about. We have to worry about the feud that's going on from Drogheda. You don't hear it, but Coolock is like the Gaza Strip now as well. All they're sure to do now is bombing people.
Della Kilroy was reporting for us there. Now, in the second part of this series airing on Wednesday, Della will be looking at the impact that drug use and the housing crisis has had on the northeast inner city. That's coming up on Wednesday.